Guys, I know you saw the memes that are floating around all over the internet right now of like some of the people who basically got their social security. It's about to get cut off. Like a couple of them are like 300 years old, 269, 209. We're talking like 1,000 people or for some reason in the United States of America, like still getting social security apparently from like the Civil War, guys. Right. Just keep this in mind. But Trump brought the receipts, guys. Let's go ahead and check this out immediately. All right. This is a suggestion via a channel member.
And, you know, it's a very sad situation. Yeah, please.
In a court filing, the White House said that Elon Musk is not a DOGE employee and has no authority to make decisions. Can you clarify for us today
Elon is, to me, a patriot. So, you know, you could call him an employee, you could call him a consultant, you could call him whatever you want. But he's a patriot. I mean, look at the kind of things I just said. Just write it down, just in case that question got asked, right?
Right, right.
And which I'm surprised it took so long, actually. But you know what? Ukraine's a bigger deal because people are dying by the thousands a week, thousands. But look at this. From 90 to 99, Social Security, 6,054,000 people. Well, that's okay. Maybe that's possible. You know, 90 to 90. Mm. 99, maybe it's possible.
Yeah, I say maybe some 90s, maybe.
It's a lot of people, though. At that.
99, okay.
But people that live to 100 to 109, 4,734,000. Wow, that's a lot.
That's
that means
a
over
little
100
crazy.
Years old. They're 4 million people. I don't know. I don't know too many. I know people that are doing great in their 90s, but not too many people over 100. But over 120, from 120 years old, people that are 120 years old, up to 129, 3,472,000 people. Wow.
Wow.
You know,
literally,
that can't possibly
wow.
be because no. the record is like, I think it's one person, a woman, lived to 127, but they have 3,472. Okay, but now we're going really in.
Mm-hmm.
People from 130 years old to 139 year old, 3,936,000. Wow. I wonder if people are getting paid with all this. I mean, are these checks? And that's what we're checking right now.
We'll find out. Let's
people
find out.
People from 140 years old to 149 years old, 3,542,000.
Wow.
140 years old.
Yes, I'm not even sure that people could even claim records anymore, guys.
And beyond. Now we're really going because we're looking to break the record by 25 years. Mm-hmm. People from 150 years old to 159 years old, 1,345,000. These are in the, by the way, these are in the computer files. This is what they do well.
Okay.
They're super, I asked Elon, who are these Doge people? He said they're super brilliant computer people and they love the country. It's simple. Wait a minute. People from 160 years old to 169 years, 121,000. So 160-year-old people. 170 to 179,000, 6,087. But now, let's go into the real numbers.
Let's get to the real ones.
From 200 to 209 years old,
mm-hmm.
879 people.
That's a lot of people,
guys. From 210
guys.
Years old, I haven't met any of them.
Me neither. Never.
And if I did, I would bless them. I would worship the ground they walk on. 210 to 219 years, 866. From 220 years old to 229 years old, 1,039.
That's a lot of people.
And
bro.
Then you have two people.
Oh, two.
From 240 years old to 249 years old, one person. And there's one person that's 360 years old.
Mandatory. I believe
that's
it.
That's just that. And then, where's the money being spent, right? Let's go into that for just a second.
Let's do it.
$520 million for a consultant on the environment. It's called Environmental, Social, and Governance Investments in Africa and Mobilize Private Sector Resources. $520 million. Somebody got $520 million for an environmental. Sounds like an environmental study. I've always been one that paid a lot of money for my environmental studies, but they, you know, I paid like $50,000, not $520 million.
Something light.
$520 million for.
Yeah, guys, you could have probably got whatever was being done. You could have probably got for a much better price. But I'm guessing that they were expecting the people that were going to be doing this environmental study most likely were used to getting U.S. dollars, and they just completely took advantage of them.
ESG
wasn't their money, so they were like, yeah, whatever.
$25 million to promote biodiversity conservation and promote licit livelihoods by developing socially responsible behavior in the country of Colombia. Well, it's nice, $25 million to go into Colombia.
Okay.
For something that nobody ever heard of.
Right, exactly.
$40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants. $40 million. $42 million for Johns Hopkins, great place to research and drive social and behavior change in Uganda. $42 million. What about us? What about?
See, when he said Johns Hopkins, I was like, okay, wait, hold on. This may be a good program, okay? But then they were like, nothing to do with us.
Social change in our country. $70 million for a center at Purdue to research university-sourced, evidence-based solutions to developmental challenges. I mean, these are massive numbers on things that nobody ever heard about.
Well, hold on. The Purdue one doesn't seem like a stretch, like developmental challenges. I mean, there are a lot of people in the United States of America who have these type of challenges. That one doesn't seem a little as crazy, the cause, but the number is a little wild. The number is wrong. You could take that down to maybe seven.
Challenges. I mean, these are massive numbers on things that nobody ever heard about. $10 million for Mozambique voluntary medical male circumcisions. $10 million for circumcisions in another country.
Okay.
$9.7 million for UC Berkeley to develop a cohort of Cambodian youth with enterprise-driven skills. In other words, let's teach them something about enterprise. What about our people? Can we teach them about enterprise? $2.3 million for strengthening independent voices in Cambodia.
What does that have to
million
do with
to the Prague Civil Society Center, which is a very liberal group of people. Wonder how much of that money came back to the people that approved it. $14 million for improvement.
Exactly. Pay attention to that last statement, right? Because I think that last statement has a lot to do, seriously, with how a lot of Congress, right, they go into Congress with a set salary. For some reason, somehow that set salary, by the time they leave, it's like millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, et cetera. Pay attention to that. What he just said actually most likely was the case in all these. This is the reason why Congress is also now trying to fight DOGE tooth and nail here. They do not want to lose their money, guys.
Moving public procurement.
That's why they got in office.
$486 million to the Consortium for Elections and Political Process Strengthening, including $22 million for inclusive and participatory political process in Moldova.
Bro.
And $21 million for voter turnout in India.
What does this have to do with us?
$21 million to India? They got a lot of money. They're one of the highest taxing countries in the world in terms of us. We can hardly get in there because their tariffs are so high. I have a lot of respect for India. I have a lot of respect for the prime minister. He just left, as you know, 2 days ago. But we're giving $21 million for voter turnout. It's voter turnout in India.
Right.
What about, like, voter turnout here? Oh, we've done that, I guess.
That could be that could have been some, like, special interest program. Thinking about it here. Like, why, like, how other countries try to dabble in our elections type of thing. I think that's probably that. Let's just be honest here. But either
way. We did $500 million, didn't we? It's called the lockboxes. $20 million for fiscal federalism in Nepal. Listen to these numbers. This is all fraud. $19 million for biodiversity conservation in Nepal. $1.5 million for voter confidence. We want to give them confidence in Liberia. $14 million for social.
We kind of owe Liberia a little bit, but still too much money. Let's go. Let's
cohesion in Mali. $2.5 million for inclusive democracies in South Africa. $47 million for improving learning outcomes in Asia. Asia's
what?
Doing very well. They're doing better, a lot than better us than we do in the schools, aren't they?
Right.
$2 million to develop sustainable recycling models to increase socioeconomic cohesion among marginalized communities in Kosovo.
Kosovo.
And Eshkali. And in Egypt. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars. I could, by the way, I could read this all day long. I could go on all day long, and you'll see hundreds of billions of dollars, and we're doing it. But when I saw the Social Security numbers, I said, wow, that's really something. So we have, let's just go above 100 years old. We have millions and millions of people over 100 years old. Everybody knows that's not so.
No, it's not.
We have a very corrupt country. Very corrupt country, and it's a sad thing to say, but we're figuring it out. Now, the good thing about Social Security and what I read is if you take all of those numbers off, because they're obviously fraudulent.
Absolutely.
Or incompetent. But if you take all of those millions of people off Social Security, all of a sudden we have a very powerful Social Security with people that are 80 and 70 and 90, but not 200 years old.
Yeah, or 360.
You know, so it's a very positive thing. How about over here? Yeah.
All right. That's it, guys. Some of the programs that were mentioned were kind of iffy, right? Because you have to understand how we kind of work on the global scale in terms of politics. We are in a lot of people's business, all right? And when it comes to like voter turnout, it almost feels like that legitimately was a program that we probably shouldn't have spoken about out loud, if that makes any sense, right? We probably had interest in one of the candidates or something like that, kind of like what we did to South America. Central America. That's kind of why they are the way they are right now. Like we like dabbling in other people's elections and things. But $21 million to go to that does not make any sense, right? Like a lot of these numbers are just crazy. Like this just sounds like theft. He's not wrong. It just sounds like theft completely. A 360-year-old getting Social Security is crazy. All right. But either way, listen, you guys all have an absolutely amazing day. Enjoy your day thoroughly. If you guys are new here, please like and subscribe.